When was the last time you had a really delicious peanut? Well, you might have University of Georgia researchers to thank for that great experience, as scientists in the university's Wild Peanut Lab have been looking to the past to grow the peanuts of the future. WUGA's Jessica Wurst has this report.
It's a sunny Saturday afternoon, and you're at a Braves game. Or Dudley Park. Or maybe even a concert. But no matter where you are, no summer experience is complete without this. That's right. The sweet sound of cracking open a flavorful peanut.
The peanut that is produced in the United States is of the highest quality.
Meet Soraya Bertioli, a senior research scientist at the University of Georgia. She runs the Wild Peanut Lab with her husband, David Bertioli.
The American farmers and the processing industry produces a quality of such amazing standard and an amazing price as well. And when you look at such a high quality product as peanut in terms of nutrition, in terms of quality and healthiness, we live at an amazing time in history.
Even if this is a golden age for peanuts, the Bertiolis say there's still room for improvement. Their mission is twofold: investigate the genome structure of the peanut and create a better peanut product overall. Here's David Bertioli.
We take wild peanuts and we cross them with cultivated peanuts. And then using genetics and going through generations, we get out a peanut that is like a normal field peanut, produces well, but it'll have an extra characteristic from the wild, most commonly improved disease resistance, like resistance against nematodes, which are little worms that parasitize the roots, or resistance against fungi, which attack the leaves.
The genetics are complex, so let's take a minute to break down their research. As you heard, the name of the game is cross-selection, which is a breeding method. Wild peanut species from Brazil are used because of their adaptability.
They contain lots of genes, lots of alleles that helped them throughout the millennia adapt to the different stresses, to the different environments, because you see them by the riverbanks, in dry areas, in flooded areas, in areas after burn. So they adapt to such a diverse range of environments that we're certain to find genes that will help us make the peanut here more adaptable, more resilient.
Of course, this doesn't happen overnight.
They have to go through a long process of crosses, selection, and it may take between the first cross and the cultivar release, it may take 10 years. Which is actually quite fast for breeding, for a breeding time. But it's, you know, it takes a long time.
But the wait is worth it, because the final product increases profitability and sustainability.
You don't have to, for instance, spray so much. You don't have to run the tractor around the field, which is burning up diesel. That all saves money, so that improves the farmer's profitability. So producing better peanuts is really a win all round for everybody, the environment, the farmer, and the consumer.
And at the Wild Peanut Lab, you can get a look at the peanut of the future.
These are the tetraploidized plants, and you see they have bigger leaves, and these have smaller leaves, and this is the greenhouse, or we call it the Feed the Future Nursery, because here's where the peanuts for the future are being produced as we speak.
And even with the significant work they've already done, there's always something new to investigate.
There are lots of diseases. There's white mold, there's aflatoxin, there's all sorts of, it's a whole host of things that can cause trouble for farmers. So there's plenty of work to do.
The diseases we mentioned before, they mutate. So there's always an arms race between the disease and the plant. So we're always on top of the diseases that mutate.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Jessica Wurst.